You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and the staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com say work on United Way of Hunterdon County's Volunteer Center is underway. Work on United Way of Hunterdon County's Community Volunteer Center is well underway. The first several days of Big Build 2015 brought together 65 volunteers to pull down ceilings, break down walls, tear up carpeting, and haul out mounds of debris so that the next phase of construction could begin. The United Way Community Volunteer Center is unique and the first of its kind in New Jersey. The center is a space dedicated to volunteerism being built by volunteers. The Community Volunteer Center was designed by architect Frank Bell, and the construction is being led by Trevor Wilson of TCW Builders, project manager Ken Fisher, and Tom Fitzgerald of Fitzgerald Architecture Studio. This team of professionals is harnessing the energy and talent of volunteers to transform 20 Fulper Road in downtown Flemington into a space where the culture of volunteerism will thrive. This group of volunteers is amazing, and I would work with them on any project. They have done more than I thought possible in a short amount of time, remarked Fisher, who has extensive experience working with volunteers that includes leading the Field of Dreams Park project in Clinton Township. Quote, we are very fortunate to have such a dedicated group of volunteers who know the center will be a positive resource for our community, said United Way CEO Bonnie Duncan. We also are thrilled with all the support we are receiving from the business community. Donations of meals to feed our volunteers, reduced rates on materials and funds so we can make this the best volunteer center it can be. Phase 2 of the Big Build 2015 is scheduled to run from August 26th to September 4th, and United Way is in need of more volunteers to help with everything from manning the registration and food tables to painting and tiling. The goal is to have the building ready for the 2015 Holiday Hands program in November, with a grand opening slated for April 2016. If you are interested in volunteering or providing other support for United Way Community Volunteer Center, email volunteer@uwhunterdon.org or call 908-782-3414. It's just a great story all around, isn't it? First of all, we're repurposing a building in Flemington. We have a volunteer center that sounds like it's going to be a one-of-a-kind, a maverick, a leader in the world of volunteerism, not only in Hunterdon County, not only in the United Way, but probably in New Jersey and beyond. And my favorite part of all is that it's volunteers who are working on it. That's the best part of all. So, and they're demonstrating that they could probably do it just as well as regular workers. So I love the fact that they're saving money and helping out. And if you want to get involved, it's all right there. Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for August 12th, 2015. First, I need to give a shout out to my wife, G, Judy Bianco. It's our anniversary today. We're 26 years in, starting our 27th. Last year I was sitting on a cruise ship enjoying that. Everybody Hates Chris. Imani Hakim is 22 today. Anna Karina is the movie. Cara Delevingne is 23. Short Term 12. Keith Stanfield is 24. The Originals. Leah Pipes is 27. Twin actresses Elise and Electra Avalon are 29. They were in Machete. In Beowulf, Charlotte Salt is 30. Big Eyes, Elisabetta Fantone is 33. Fireproof, Erin Bethea is 33. From The Descent, Natalie Mendoza is 34. American Pie presents Beta House, Steve Talley is 34. Psych, Maggie Lawson is 35. Dominique Swain is 35 from Face Off. Gone Baby Gone, Casey Affleck is 40. Singer and cartoon voicist in The Replacements, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, Gray Griffin is 43. Model and actress in Urban Legend and Jawbreaker, Rebecca Gayhart is 44. Community, 500 Days of Summer, Yvette Nicole Brown, 44. From Ed and This Is 40, Michael Ian Black is 44. Tennis champion Pete Sampras is 44 today. From V and Boogeyman, Charles Messure is 45. The Killing and Flight Plan, Brent Sexton, 48. The Sopranos, Catherine Narducci is 50 today. Parenthood, 6 Feet Under, Peter Krause, 50. Sexy Beast, The Wedding Tackle, Amanda Redmond is 58. Casino Royale, Isaac de Bancole is 58. Star Trek and iRobot, Bruce Greenwood is 59. Jazz guitarist, Pat Metheny is 61 today. From Ted and Flash Gordon, Sam J. Jones is 61. Supernatural adaptation, Jim Beaver, 65. Dire Straits, lead guitarist, Mark Knopfler is 66. Mary Hartman, Bruce Solomon is 71. Slapshot, Jennifer Warren is 74. 2 weeks notice, Dana Ivey is 74. The Godfather Part 3, George Hamilton 76. Larry Ziegler, golf champion, is 76. Screenwriter, Princess Bride and Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, William Goldman, 84 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays for August 12th. If you want to celebrate your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, business or personal, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and I will get it on the show to celebrate. The Cimarelli twins have a birthday today as well, and that's them. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter right after the news and weather.
Enemy, sometimes even at my lowest low, you still had hope. When I wanna quit, you won't let me. When I'm falling down, you gon' catch me. You pick me up, yeah, you fix me up. Now I'm on my way, and I'm strong enough to say.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Trump says the firestorm involving his exchange with Fox News personality Megyn Kelly during last week's debate hasn't hurt him with voters.
A new poll came out, 32% That's the highest for anybody yet. So I can only go by the polls. The people that we're dealing with and whatever's happened, it is what it is.
Trump says today's actions by China that negatively impacted U.S. stocks shows the need for change in the White House.
They devalued their currency today. They're making it absolutely impossible for the United States to compete, and nobody does anything. China has no respect for President Obama whatsoever.
And he says action needs to be taken to improve race relations.
We have powder kegs all over the country. You need spirit, esprit de corps, cheerleading, and you need jobs. We have to take our jobs back from China. We have to take them back from all these other countries that have taken our job.
I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
An EPA spill in Colorado 2 days ago is continuing to cause problems downstream. The EPA initially reported 1 million gallons of waste had been spilled, but then later said actually 3 million gallons of wastewater had been spilled, giving the water an eerie orange hue. David Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says sites along the San Juan River are being tested for water quality.
What we're gathering is data that will help us characterize the water quality, and then we can assess the risk.
Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says the mine waste leak may not be a high-risk situation in Utah.
We won't know for sure until we get results from our samples.
And he says public safety is the reason creek and river water quality is being tested.
Be patient and avoid contact with the river. That's been the message.
David Filfred, a council delegate with Navajo Nation, says people aren't getting the help and information they need from federal environmental officials.
How long are we going to continue to truck in water? Who's going to pick up the tab? Are we going to hold these people accountable? I want answers from EPA, but they're nowhere to be found.
Filfred adds people's lives are being affected by the mine's waste incident. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 65 degrees in Flemington right now. The time is 8:06. Clear skies, the rain is over, and we are set for what I believe to be a pretty darn good forecast. Partly cloudy today, a high of 82, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 56 tonight. That'll tell you how much humidity is in the air. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday the 13th, sunny, 82, winds light and variable. Friday the 14th, sunny skies, 86. Plentiful sunshine on Saturday, and high of 90. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and high of 90 on Sunday. For Monday, it's mostly sunny skies and a high of 92, so the heat is starting to set in later this week. Temperatures in our area right now, it's 72 over in White House Station, 67 in Lebanon, 64 in Alexandria, 65 in Phillipsburg, 70 in East Amwell, and 66 in New Hope, Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County. All right, a little Bob Seger this morning. First line, take those old records off the shelf. Why? Well, today is Vinyl Record Day. And from what I hear, certainly I have not experienced it, there are actually teenagers, 20-something people, that have decided to sit around a record player nowadays and play old vinyl records because they quote-unquote say that they sound different compared to the digital. Now, I grant you, they will sound different, especially if you've played those records for a while. Remember how you used to have to clean the vinyl with a little sponge and some special cleaning fluid? And you got the hisses and the pops. I will also grant you that if you compress your digital music into MP3s, you're not getting the sound quality nearly that you should be getting out of CDs. But let me tell you this. Back in the early 80s, I was one of the first people to ever have a CD player. And the first time I ever heard a CD played after it was digitally mastered, I was hooked, because you could hear things on that digital recording that I had never heard, even the same recording that I had never heard on a record. So I grant you that vinyl records sound pretty cool and it's a little nostalgic, but if you find some good quality digital music, you're doing just fine. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to look at what is going on with traffic on our Hunterdon County roads. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts via email. You can follow them on email or you can get them from Twitter. 6:37 this morning, delays on 78. What a surprise. Eastbound Union Township in Hunterdon. Over at exit 11, County Route 614, Pattonburg. Delays due to volume. Aside from that, I don't have anything else. We had a couple of construction projects that were supposed to be finishing up. I don't have a completion notification, so I'm just going to go on the premise that they were done, unless I hear otherwise. Good morning, Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntonChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Diane Lane. We go traveling with Diane on Wednesdays at 8:40. And then at 9:15, we'll be talking to Mr. Joe Patton about the fallout from the China devaluation of their currency and see if that's going to continue today and into the rest of the week. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That is Richard Scuderi. He is the proprietor of Maven Hill Interior Designs over in Flemington. And Richard always does two shows on Wednesdays. And so let me... the first one is a show where he focuses on a guest, some partner or other interior designer that he would like to talk with them about to give you ideas about good, cost-effective, efficient, and practical interior design plans and execution. At 2 o'clock, we'll get back to it later, but he takes call-ins and solves your problems with design dilemmas. Kim Pramatic is back from all of her vacation time, and she's coming in to help you understand how to take care of kids in the 21st century. She believes they are under more pressure now than ever before, and with technology and all the other things going on in the world, grandparents, teachers, uncles, aunts, parents all need to learn how to influence children from a different perspective. And so it's Kim Pramatic and Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on at noon. Ruth helps people understand how to get better coping skills, how to overcome addictions, to deal with stress management, and all the things that affect us emotionally and mentally. Hunter and Jug Professionals is on from 1 to 2, helping us understand how the 20-somethings are running their businesses. Modern Design, Design Dilemma, that's Richard Scuderi, comes back, takes your phone calls, your Twitter feeds, your Facebook questions, and he answers them all. And he's had folks from far and wide, including Australia, contacting him, so Richard's getting quite a following. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, promoting and giving you insight into up-and-comers, public speakers, book authors, those that are making a difference or will be making a difference in the world as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And then what is going on in real estate? It's Joe Eggert, Tony Page, and they talk anything and everything that has to do with real estate. And they have a special call-in guest today, according to their Facebook page, which is Jersey Real Estate Solutions. And he says, Congressman Leonard Lance will be calling into our Hunter and Chamber Real Estate Radio tomorrow, or today, at 5 p.m. to discuss renewing aid to 911 first responders and survivors. After that, we'll also discuss new federal truth in lending rules taking effect October 3rd and how they will impact home sales, answer listeners' questions. Give them a call at 908-237-0410 if you have a question. And you can also email them ahead of the show or send it to their Facebook page. So there you go. New Jersey Real Estate Solutions is their Facebook page. Joe and Tony, anything and everything about real estate. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, Twitter handle. That's Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at UnionvilleVineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Cooking Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Feet pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round, and he galloped to the market
I can't
street,
get through
his
it.
Badge upon his chest.
All right, it's Benny Hill helping me with BrownieLocks.com. I miss Benny Hill. There's some great clips of him, man. All right, BrownieLocks.com, celebration services for the week and the day. It's gay games, 8 to the 15th. National Motorcycle Week, Feeding Pets of the Homeless Week, National Resurrect Romance Week, Elvis Week, Weird Context Week, National Aviation Week starts on the 15th. And for today, it's IBM PC Day. Today in 1981, the IBM PC was brought to the market, and you might not realize it, but that was the first time that a complete computer was sitting on your desk with a printer for about $1,500. They got it up to about 1 minute, a system being bought one every minute of every day for quite some time. And now you look at your phone and you look at your PCs, and we're not even close to where that IBM PC's programming was. It's basically a boat anchor, a doorstop back in 1981. International Youth Day. It's Sewing Machine Day. We told you it's Vinyl Record Day. It's World Elephant Day. And it's Milkman Day. Where has the milkman gone? So there's Ernie the Milkman being narrated by Benny Hill. BrownieLocks.com, celebration of endurances for the week and the day. Pick something. Get involved.
And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and the staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com say work on United Way of Hunterdon County's Volunteer Center is underway. Work on United Way of Hunterdon County's Community Volunteer Center is well underway. The first several days of Big Build 2015 brought together 65 volunteers to pull down ceilings, break down walls, tear up carpeting, and haul out mounds of debris so that the next phase of construction could begin. The United Way Community Volunteer Center is unique and the first of its kind in New Jersey. The center is a space dedicated to volunteerism being built by volunteers. The Community Volunteer Center was designed by architect Frank Bell, and the construction is being led by Trevor Wilson of TCW Builders, project manager Ken Fisher, and Tom Fitzgerald of Fitzgerald Architecture Studio. This team of professionals is harnessing the energy and talent of volunteers to transform 20 Fulper Road in downtown Flemington into a space where the culture of volunteerism will thrive. This group of volunteers is amazing, and I would work with them on any project. They have done more than I thought possible in a short amount of time, remarked Fisher, who has extensive experience working with volunteers that includes leading the Field of Dreams Park project in Clinton Township. Quote, we are very fortunate to have such a dedicated group of volunteers who know the center will be a positive resource for our community, said United Way CEO Bunny Duncan. We also are thrilled with all the support we are receiving from the business community. Donations of meals to feed our volunteers, reduced rates on materials and funds so we can make this the best volunteer center it can be. Phase 2 of the Big Build 2015 is scheduled to run from August 26th to September 4th, and United Way is in need of more volunteers to help with everything from manning the registration and food tables to painting and tiling. The goal is to have the building ready for the 2015 Holiday Hands program in November, with a grand opening slated for April 2016. If you are interested in volunteering or providing other support for United Way Community Volunteer Center, email volunteer at uwhunterdon.org or call 908-782-3414. It's just a great story all around, isn't it? First of all, we're repurposing a building in Flemington. We have a volunteer center that sounds like it's going to be a one-of-a-kind, a maverick, a leader in the world of volunteerism, not only in Hunterdon County, not only in the United Way, but probably in New Jersey and beyond. And my favorite part of all is that it's volunteers who are working on it. That's the best part of all. So, and they're demonstrating that they could probably do it just as well as regular workers. So I love the fact that they're saving money and helping out. And if you want to get involved, it's all right there. Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh. Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac for August 12th, 2015. First, I need to give a shout out to my wife, Judy Bianco. It's our anniversary today. We're 26 years in, starting our 27th. Last year, I was sitting on a cruise ship enjoying that. Everybody Hates Chris. Imani Hakim is 22 today. Anna Karina is the movie. Cara Delevingne is 23. Short Term 12, Keith Stanfield is 24. The Originals, Leah Pipes is 27. Twin actresses, Elise and Electra Avalon, are 29. They were in Machete. In Beowulf, Charlotte Salt is 30. Big Eyes, Elisabetta Fantone is 33. Fireproof, Erin Bethea is 33. From The Descent, Natalie Mendoza is 34. American Pie presents Beta House, Steve Talley is 34. Psych, Maggie Lawson is 35. Dominique Swain is 35 from Face Off. Gone Baby Gone, Casey Affleck is 40. singer and cartoon voices in The Replacements, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Gray Griffin is 43. Model and actress in Urban Legend and Jawbreaker, Rebecca Gayhart is 44. Community, 500 Days of Summer, Yvette Nicole Brown, 44. From Ed, and This is 40, Michael Ian Black is 44. Tennis champion Pete Sampras is 44 today. From V and Boogeyman, Charles Messure is 45. The Killing and Flight Plan, Brent Sexton, 48. The Sopranos, Catherine Narducci is 50 today. Parenthood, 6 feet Under, Peter Krause, 50. Sexy Beast, The Wedding Tackle, Amanda Redman is 58. Casino Royale, Isaac de Bancole is 58. Star Trek and iRobot, Bruce Greenwood is 59. Jazz guitarist, Pat Metheny is 61 today. From Ted and Flash Gordon, Sam J. Jones is 61. Supernatural Adaptation, Jim Beaver, 65. Dire Straits, lead guitarist, Mark Knopfler is 66. Mary Hartman, Bruce Solomon is 71. Slapshot, Jennifer Warren is 74. 2 weeks Notice, Dana Ivey is 74. The Godfather, Part 3. George Hamilton, 76. Larry Ziegler, golf champion, is 76. Screenwriter, Princess Bride, and Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, William Goldman, 84 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays for August 12th. If you want to celebrate your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, business or personal, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and I will get it on the show to celebrate. The Cimarelli twins have a birthday today as well, and that's them. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter right after the news and weather.
I can be so negative. Sometimes my own worst enemy. Sometimes even at my lowest low, you still had hope. When I wanna quit, you won't let me. When I'm falling down, you gon' catch me. You pick me up, yeah, you fix me up. Now I'm on my way, and I'm strong enough to say. You gave me wings and taught me to fly when I was out there on my own. You gave me wings and brought me to life. In the sky, yeah. You and me, me and you, the higher the better. When we fly together, 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 together. When we fly together. I felt like a prisoner, locked up. The only key to set me free was your love. You went and took a chance on me. Without a reason to believe. When I wanna quit, you won't let me. When I'm falling down, you gon' catch me.
This is USA Headline News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Dozens of protesters have demanded the prosecution of an Arlington, Texas police officer who fatally shot an unarmed football player last week at a car dealership during a burglary call. The officer, who was in training, was fired on Tuesday. Chief Will Johnson says he has serious questions about the use of deadly force. It will be up to a grand jury to decide if the officer's actions were legal. The St. Louis County Executive says a state of emergency could be lifted Wednesday after days of tension surrounding the anniversary of the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. There was unrest last year when an officer was not charged in the shooting death of the 18-year-old. County police on Tuesday released surveillance video they say shows a teen critically wounded by officers on Sunday was armed with a handgun. For USA Headline News, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke.
Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
A draft UN Security Council statement that could be adopted this week strongly backs intensive talks on key issues to restore peace to conflict-torn Syria. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
UN diplomats have set a noon deadline for council members to raise objections to the proposed presidential statement, which was obtained by the Associated Press. If there are none, the diplomats say it would be adopted Wednesday afternoon. Russia's UN ambassador told reporters last Friday there was a high possibility that the deeply divided council would endorse the recently announced plan by the UN special envoy aimed at setting the stage for new peace talks to end the war in Syria. I'm Ross Simpson.
Simpson goes on to report there is movement in UN efforts to end the bloodshed in Syria. If you want more news and information, check out our website, usaheadlinenews.com. I'm J.J. Jeffries, USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
AP correspondent Mike Quarter reports Dutch investigators think they may have found sections of a specialized missile system in Ukraine at the site of the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crash.
Dutch prosecutors have said that they are investigating what could be parts of a Buk missile system that were found at the crash site of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, which was brought down over eastern Ukraine last year, killing all 298 people on board.
Quarter reports that the discovery of probable weapons parts could provide valuable information about who took down flight MH17 last summer.
This is the first time that prosecutors have revealed that they have parts of what could be a missile, and it could give us an indication of what brought down the plane. A lot of people already believe that it was a Buk missile fired at the plane, but that hasn't been confirmed by Dutch investigators as yet.
AP correspondent Mike Quarter reports both Russia and Ukraine might have had access to Buk missile systems.
The Russians say that the Ukrainian forces had an older type of Buk missile system, and the Ukrainians say that Russian-backed rebels fighting in the east of Ukraine also have these Buk missile systems. So both sides deny it, but both sides also blame one another.
And there may even be a third party involved. I'm J.J. Jeffries, USA Headline News.
It's 8:35, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 67 degrees in Flemington right now, clear skies, calm winds, only a 10% chance of precipitation. Doesn't look like anything out there. Today is August 12th, 2015, partly cloudy, 82, winds northwest of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies, low 56, winds northwest of 5 to 10, that's for tonight. Sunny tomorrow, 82, winds light and variable. Friday, sunny skies, 86. Plentiful sunshine, 90 on Saturday. 90, and except for a few afternoon clouds, sunny on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny skies, 92. The August heat starting to set in on the weekend. Temperatures, 73 in Tewksbury, 69 in Lebanon, 66 in Pittstown, 66 in Phillipsburg, 66 in Ringgos, 68 Raritan 69 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame.
Oh, that's Porter Wagner. It's his birthday today. Hey, yo, that's old records off the shelf, is it not? All right, we have tons of other things to talk about here on HuntingtonBurrito.com. Let's start off with Huntington-based photographer to participate in the Think Big show. Staff at NJ Advanced Media says on August 11th that Huntington County-based photographer and digital artist Ann M. Friedman is one of the five artists whose photography and digital art will be on display at the Think Big exhibit at the Rich Timmons Gallery, located at 3975 U.S. 202 in Doylestown, PA. Although known for her photography of Huntington County barns, Friedman will feature her colorful beach photography on large canvases for this end-of-summer show. Other photographers include Wendy Gladstone, Rodney Miller, Pearl Mincer, and Kurt Streiner of Bucks County, PA, all of whom have shed the traditional confines of displaying photographs under glass and black frames to explore bright colors and large formats. The reception is August 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. The show is August 28th to 30th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And go and check out AnnFriedmanImages.com to learn more about Ann Freeman's work and more about that particular show and gallery. Congratulations to her. Everybody's making a name for themselves. It's awesome. Well, it's school is almost upon us, and if you want to get involved in soccer, well, the register for South Huntington Regional School District Fall Soccer, and NJ Advanced Media says register now for South County Fall Soccer at scsl.leagueapps.com/leagues. Registration for soccer season is underway. South County Soccer provides children of East Amwell, West Amwell, and Lambertville, ages 6 to 17, the opportunity to play recreational and travel soccer. Under 9 boys and girls, under 14 girls are sought for travel teams. It's 8:40. We're going to take another quick break, and I'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in a little bit. Little Buck Owens, his birthday today as well. Diane Lane's up next. She might take us to Vegas. You never know.
When I was young, left my home and went away to Vegas with my guitar and my dreams. I had to try to play and sing in Vegas, but my mama told me I was wrong, and she begged me.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, one of my favorite parts of the week. Diane takes me away for just 20 minutes, and we got Diane Lane on the line.
We try.
Yeah, we try. It's pretty cool to keep talking to you every Wednesday because it just kind of breaks up the week and it gives you hope.
Then you can get on your bucket list.
Yeah, get on your bucket list.
We try.
That's great. All right. So we constantly delve into exotic places and neat, unique proprietors of vacation. So where are we going today?
Well, we were touching base with Central America, Panama, what was going down, what was around in Panama.
Right.
Because a lot of people just do the cruise and go through the canal and
right.
don't realize that there's other options out there. And I have another little company that I deal with called Uncruise Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a cruise through the canal. You fly in to Panama. You get on the boat. There's only 64 passengers on the boat. And you go around the entire area of, like, the Pearl Islands, which I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just discover all the highlights of what's going on there besides the Guyana Indians and the Embraya people. And you can
right.
kayak, paddle, snorkel.
Right.
On the islands in La Perlas, and which is just the Pearl Islands, and you get to see some history of the Antiguo and the forts that are down there. Plus, you're going to do motorized dugout canoes through the jungle, see what's going on in the jungle areas, because it takes you all around through the river that is almost parallel with the Panama Canal.
Okay.
So, like, you'll go through the canal, and then you're just going to go. Then you're going to leave the canal. And you're going to go around Panama, the country itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up in Panama City, but you actually get to see what it's all about. And it's like an 8-day cruise.
Wow.
So there's stuff out there, and you're not, it's like you're on your own little boat.
Yeah.
But it's 48 miles long is the canal. And you know how long that took you with the big boat.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it would take you with the little boat.
Yeah. Now, you say the river is parallel to the canal. I imagine it's not next door to it.
No, it's not that far, though, either. Because
yeah.
there's quite a few rivers that the explorers found that they could use to traverse through Central America to get to the Pacific that were big enough and deep enough to take the big boats before the canal was built, which
okay.
was 1914. They had to get the commerce through to the other side of the world,
mm-hmm.
even though they didn't like going around down to the Antarctica. And it was very tough.
Right.
And it took months and months and months. You know, this they did explore and do the rivers. Plus, you have the history of the exploration plus the gold they used to find back then.
Yeah.
So that's basically how South America got started to be explored, because they had to come through the jungle somehow.
Yeah.
And they found it through the rivers. So the Spanish were very gung-ho about doing things like that.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And then there's another cruise that also lands you in Panama and takes you out of Panama and goes up to Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
So you can go around and follow Costa Rica, and you go from one end of Costa Rica and end up in the Pacific side in San Jose is the capital, or you can go over to Guanacaste, which is on the Pacific coast on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, you know, where you can do the Ariel Volcano and Monteverde and the Cloud Forest Adventure and really get to see what it's all about.
Right.
And what South America is all about.
Yeah.
You know, in that central part of the area. Uncharted.
Yeah.
It's the uncharted isthmuses.
It's uncharted.
But it spans two countries.
Now, that's an interesting question because, you know, being... I've never been to Costa Rica. I've heard about it. I just saw a little bit of Panama. So, you know, somebody on the outside looking in might say, it might be a little naive on their part, but they might say, what's the difference? You know, it's one country versus another. It's right in the same part of the world.
Well, Panama City and Panama now is being built up like Miami.
Oh,
that's the
okay.
difference, because Costa Rica is not.
Okay.
So they're ahead of their time, where Costa Rica is kind of like laid back a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And you really get to get in touch with nature. And then they have two sides of both worlds, because you have the Atlantic, Caribbean side, and you have the Pacific side. There's two different atmospheres.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it gets hot now, this time of year, and it's warm year-round.
Sure.
But they have active volcanoes in Costa Rica.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And you can go to the lodges up in the mountains and go in the sulfur springs. You can go whitewater rafting. You can go tubing. You can swim in this, do a spa excursion. You know,
right.
You can go to the beach, whatever. But they got the rainforest. It's biodiversity of the jungle. You get to see what it's really like. I mean, you know, really not developed.
So
Panama's a little bit more developed now.
Yeah, so essentially you're getting the urban feeling of Panama and Panama City, and then you're going to the great outdoors and an adventure tour in Costa Rica.
Right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and we're also going to have UNESCO World Heritage Sites all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's giant stuff out there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that nobody really knows about, you know?
Right.
And it's the bridge between the two oceans, Pacific and the Caribbean.
Yep. Yep. That's,
you know,
that's
so
the...
you get to see what it's all about, what they used to go through.
Well, fortunately, we don't have to risk that much anymore, but yes, it is nice to kind of be a little nostalgic.
Right, and so then also over in that neck of the woods is the Galapagos, which a lot of people don't understand. You can go from Quito, which is part of Ecuador, because they own the Galapagos Islands.
Okay.
And there's a company that I use called G Adventures, and they have a fantastic, like, 10-day grouping thing that they spend the night. You cruise the islands to the national park,
mm-hmm.
but you're also going to go to an ancient volcano. You're going to see iguanas. You're going to see all the seals. You're going to see the blue-footed booties, but you're going to do it with a not a big, you know, group of people.
Right.
And you're going to experience that. And you can, it's just a nice, easygoing kind of trip. It's very educational.
Uh-huh.
The boat's not very big. And you really get to be one-on-one. They have 7-day, 10-day trips. You can go to other parts of the island to
mm-hmm.
see. And it's all, you know, first-class service. They take 20 passengers. That's it.
Wow.
You know, and you get to, again, you get to see South America.
Yep.
But you also have people who do whitewater rafting. You can do the whitewater rafting in the Amazon. You can go to an active volcano. Go to mountain hot springs. You go mountain biking. So you have a choice of what you want to do.
Sure, sure.
You know, and they have it. They have it out there for people who are into Amazon riverboat adventures. You know, you can try something like that. Going to in Peru to Lima from Iquitos and come down the river and all that. And then
right.
you've got the Inca Trail if you want to go Cusco to Cusco, the Machu Picchu.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you to say all that.
But you have to be able to physically take it.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Eggert, and sitting across from me is the wonderful...
Tony Page. Thank you, Joe.
And we are joined in this night by another familiar sound, and his name is...
Manny Fornocci.
Manny Fernucci, that's a good Italian boy, no.
Yes.
But Manny's the guy that calls in all the time, and...
there we go. Well, first phone call.
How do we do this?
Pick up the handset.
Nope, it's dead.
No, it's not dead.
Yeah, hello, this is Hunter in Radio. Can I help you? Hello, Congressman. How are you?